This is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Support for KRVS comes from Blue Moon Saloon. Upcoming performances include the Bluesberry Festival, Terry and the Zydeco Bad Boys, and Brass Mimosa. For tickets and more information on upcoming events, the website is bluemoonpresents.com.
Hi, this is Cheryl Castillo. Join me each week on The Exchange for conversations with musicians, artists, dancers and writers, poets and actors, and everything else in between. Tuesdays at 1 p.m., Wednesdays at 3 a.m. here on listener-supported public radio for Acadiana, KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
I said, don't let me stop ya. You got another man. Don't let me stop ya. Have you made some other plans? 'Cause you know me, I'm not gonna take your shit. And you know me, I can find another real quick. That look better than you. Even make more money too. Gotta treat me real nice, so you better think twice before I make my move and get back in my old groove. 'Cause if I turn it loose, you know I still got the juice. Oh yeah.
The same. Move and groove, put you in a good mood now. for them boys and girls. The kids love the Zydeco too. That's why Zydeco is for all of you. Zydeco is all I know. That's where everybody wanna go. They make you wanna move and groove now. Put you in a good mood now.
Yesterday, yes I would. If I could rewind, if I could rewind the past, I would play back, yes I would play back yesterday.
Ça t'a pas écouté le programme des haricots et passalés ce matin avec IMC. On sera ici jusqu'à 12h ce matin. Et...
Support for this morning's program comes from The Bank, offering a full range of financial services from 5 convenient locations, Jennings, Iowa, Iota, Lake Arthur, and Welsh, and online anytime at thebank-online.com. The Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Explore the wide range of musics from throughout the world every week here on Earthbeat. I'm Cecil Doyle, bringing you classics, field recordings, and the latest sounds spanning the globe. That's Earthbeat, Sunday nights at 7 p.m., Thursday evenings at 10 p.m. here on KRVS.
From the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, this is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, now broadcasting in HD radio technology.
And how are you this morning, ma'am?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good.
That's good.
And go ahead, introduce yourself, who you are, and what do you wish to tell the people today?
Hey, you guys, this is Angie. I just wanted to tell everyone thank you for coming out on June the 8th for the big medical benefit that we had for my sister, Marie Penelope Richard, also named as Penny, that happened at El Cito Zydeco and Blues Club. I just wanted to thank all of the musicians that came out for and had a good jam session with us. I'd like to thank everyone who was there with us, all the donations that we received, everyone that donated their time in regards to the food and everything else that was there. Just want to thank all of you guys for such a great turnout.
And we especially want to thank Little Buck, who is coordinating everything. Little Buck did a great job with that. He is good at coordinating. It's about all he's good at. I mean, no, but he knows a lot of other stuff and does well. How's your sister?
She's hanging on. She's hanging on. I'm just grateful to everyone who sent out their prayers and everything for her. She was unable to make the trip due to a severe lung infection that she has now. But we just holding on and holding on to faith. That's all we could do.
And that is good. And let's just talk a little bit about now. She's been in the military. Tell me that again.
My sister was in the Marine Corps for 24 years. During her time, she was stationed at Camp Lejeune, which is in North Carolina. The time that she was stationed there was some type of contaminant that was in the water, and one of the side effects of that contaminant was lung cancer. Which was the purpose of this benefit. She's not getting any type of support from the government, and we're just trying to do what we can in order to help get her bills and stuff taken care of.
24 years in the military.
Yes, she was. And when she retired, she was a gunny.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Good deal. And her name again? Penny?
Penny.
Okay. Good. Well, thank you, and hopefully you can find some relief for Penny in some way. And we just want to thank everybody who participated last Sunday in the fundraiser. And I know many had planned to be there, and things happened, and we understand that. And we just want to thank all those that were there.
All right. Thank you guys so much. And give a shout out to Murphy Richard.
Why? Why we need to holler at him?
Because he was supposed to be here this morning. And
Murphy, you're supposed to be here, so you didn't show up.
He's guarding his briefcase.
He's guarding the briefcase. What he got in that briefcase, John, besides...
I don't know what he's got in that briefcase.
You know all them little old papers that rats used to, when they chew up stuff?
Chew
on the corner, just be all little old stuff. That's what he got in that briefcase. He don't open it.
No.
He don't open that briefcase.
No.
So when y'all see it with that briefcase, open that. I know why. All that paper fall out all over the place. You know, don't smoke around him. All right,
no,
good.
Just don't smoke around him. Of course, he don't want to do that. But anyway, we certainly appreciate Angie coming by here, and we certainly just thank everyone who was there, just acknowledge the fact that when there's a need such as this, we all need to come out, because we never know when we will be in need of services or some help from the general public. So thank you, all of you who were there this past Sunday. 482-6991 is the number here at the studio. And Melvin, what we got coming up?
Let's see. Baby You by Chris Audouin.
Baby You.
Baby You.
Oh, name and your number, girl, so maybe we can meet you and me together, girl, but then the ransom drinks. Don't have to rush your answer, mama, I'll give you time to think. Whenever you're ready, let me know, hit me on my trio, text message, don't matter. Just like I do, so I thank you for picking me for you, and you love it when I make you sweat, and keep you smiling, like when we first met. If every word I said could make you smile, you know I'd talk forever, forever, forever.
Going out to my neighbors this morning, Kevin, Doc, and Ronnie, and Christopher this morning. The Putty Cat, Doc, holla.
Oh, Putty, Putty.
Oh, that Putty Cat.
Come here, Putty.
Come here, you Putty Cat.
All right, where you at?
Was I gonna hit you with that bat?
Oh, you mean old Putty Cat. Oh, no.
Come here, you Putty Cat.
You didn't need to scratch me like that.
Oh, Putty Cat.
You bad old Putty Cat.
Oh,
a little bit, yeah.
No,
with my baseball bat. Go ahead on, take off your hat. I'm gonna show you where it's at.
No, don't do that.
stay where you at. Take a taste of this baseball bat. I'm gonna mash you flat. Stay where you at, boy. Oh, put it, put it. You put it, put it.
Look how you put it, cat.
You bad old putty cat.
Look how you put it, cat.
Stay where you at.
What's that gonna hit you with that bat?
Hey, why you walking like that, kitty?
I don't know, boy.
Why you walk like that?
I don't know, boy.
I ain't hit you but one time with that bat.
Don't hit me with that bat, boy.
Oh, look at his nose.
What about his nose?
It's nice and flat. It's not where it used to be. Now look where it's at. Oh, putty, putty.
Putty cat.
You putty cat.
Come here, you putty cat.
You didn't need to scratch me.
Putty cat, come here, putty cat.
You scratched me like that.
Oh, you gonna get it with that bat now.
Oh, I'm gonna treat you up, boy.
Don't do that, boy.
Straighten up.
Don't hit my putty cat.
Oh, he ain't no
Don't
good.
Don't hit him with that bat.
He gotta go.
If you hit him, he gonna be flat.
Do you wanna have a good time? Black gal.